need to be willing to stop it. You know, they have an agenda, and the agenda is very clear. It is to sexualize children. It's to confuse them and make them think that they can choose their gender, which absolutely they cannot. And I will stand on God's truth every single time. There are two genders, male and female, and God made us in his image, male or female. And that's just the truth. It's in the Bible. It's in Genesis. And it's just the flat out truth, Alex. And the whole idea that teachers unions, radical activists that are onto this horrible agenda where they want to indoctrinate, sexualize children, confuse them, think they can change their gender or encourage them. Absolutely, we can do legislation to protect our children. You know, Congress makes the laws. Congress funds the money that funds agencies and different departments like the Department of Ed. You know, there should be no federal funding to any school anywhere that is indoctrinating children, that is teaching them that they can change their gender, that is teaching them anything sick and disgusting like this. We should stop all federal funding.
So are you going to write a bill or introduce a bill? Because you've got the power to do it. We would all get behind you a bill to pull federal funding out of any school that sexualizes children?
Absolutely, 100%. I'll meet with my legislature. I'll meet with my team right after this interview, and we will get to work on it, Alex, because I will do anything I can to protect kids. And I only want allies. You know what? And if someone doesn't like me or my legislation, then who cares? I don't care. But I think most parents and most people in this country would be on our side and be willing to get behind this.
Well, the most demonized member of Congress, that means the most feared, one of the biggest landslide just 2 years ago. We got to get her back in. MTG is joining us here to discuss and talk about the nightmare developments of the coming out of Disney and the coming out of the Democrats.
Let's have these two characters kiss. Let's, in the background, this, like, I was just... wherever I could, just basically adding queerness to, like, if you see anything queer in the show, I'm proud of them. But, like, I just was like, no one would stop me and no one was trying to stop me.
I'm here as a mother of two queer children, actually, one transgender child and one pansexual child, and also as a leader. And that was the thing that really got me, because I have heard so much from so many of my colleagues over the course of the last couple of weeks, in open forums and through emails and phone conversations. And I feel a responsibility to speak, not just for myself, but for them.
The more centered a story is on a character, the more nuanced you get to get into their story. And especially with, like, trans characters, you can't see if someone is trans. There's not one way to look trans. And so kind of the only way to have these, like, canonical trans characters, canonical asexual characters, canonical bisexual characters is to give them stories where they can, like, be their whole selves.
My kids do have questions. They want to know who my partner is in pictures outside of my classroom. And I should be able to speak to that.
So do you worry that you won't even be able to talk about your own personal home life? I mean, I have a child in kindergarten right now. I know exactly that my child has two teachers, one of which has a daughter at home and is single. The other is married and has four children. I know everything about their lives because my kid tells me.
Absolutely. You are 100% correct. That's what we do as educators. We build relationships with our kids. And in order to build relationships, you talk about your home life. You talk about what you do on the weekends. That's building community. It scares me to death that I am not going to be able to have these conversations with my children, because they're going to ask me what I did on the weekend. I don't want to have to hide that my partner and I went paddleboarding this weekend, because then they ask, well, what does partner mean, Mr. Bernard? And, you know, I'm worried. Can I tell them what it means? I'm also worried for my kids. I have a little girl this year who has two moms, and the kids are curious about her two moms. They want to know about her two moms. You know, if they go to her and ask her about her two moms and she doesn't know what to say, they're going to come to me and ask me.
MSNBC hosts and others saying, we need to tell kindergartners about our love life with other people. I don't care if it's heterosexual or homosexual. They shouldn't do it. I've got Disney execs saying they're trying to erase us. DeSantis is trying to criminalize us. When I've got the bill. They just said, don't tell people first grade through the time they're 8 years old or whatever about sex and about and their identity and all this. This is incredible. So looking at this and the world awakening to it, and I love Trump, but I got to tell you, DeSantis coming out and being like MTG and saying, I don't care what Hollywood or the media says. You don't run our state. You don't run us. Go to hell. We're going to protect our children. The fact that he's not intimidated is an example to us all, just as Marjorie Taylor Greene has been. So we salute the great congresswoman from Georgia to talk about this. It's good to see you there. Thank you for coming on.
Thanks for having me, Alex. And I totally agree with you. At this point and stage in our history and what's happening in our country, every single person needs to be all hands on deck and protecting our children and stopping this radical sexualization of children. They're basically exploiting them, brainwashing them, indoctrinating them. And it's hard to believe that the Walt Disney Company, would be the very place that this is happening. This is supposed to be the happiest place on earth, a place where innocence is celebrated, but it seems to be the place where innocence is actually under attack. And I applaud Governor DeSantis for this bill and for his willingness to take on this issue. And I'll be working with my colleagues here in Congress. I believe that it is the most important thing the Republican Party can do is to stand up for families. And that's what we should do, is we should be protecting our most innocent citizens in our country, and that is our children. Every single minor under the age of 18 should be protected. Just their body, their mind, their soul. We have to protect them. Leave them alone. Let them grow up and educate them in wholesome, good education, and let them become adults and make their own decisions. But this is outrageous, and Walt Disney, they need to pay a serious price for this.
You were on about a month ago, and you talked about biological men going into little girl showers, going into these places and saying, man, if my husband caught somebody with my daughters, they'd be in trouble. That's just a normal statement. They said, oh, MTG calls for beating up transgenders. You explain. No, we're not saying if a man thinks he's a woman or any of these people that we hate them. And I share your view. If people do hate them, that's their right. If they love them, that's their right. They never quote what you actually say. And of course, they're going to say here, you endorse violence. You endorse banning these people. No, we ban anybody. Imagine if we were at the park and we're cooking hamburgers and some dude walks over and asks, you know, your kids, hey, can I talk to your kids about sex? You'd call the police. But now they just want to do it in the schools and confuse our little 5-year-old and 6-year-old children. This is ridiculous. This is unbelievable. And then we see the footage, even here in Austin, of elementary students being paraded around like trophies and drag queens, big fat men in clown suits rubbing all over them and hugging them and all this. I mean, this is crazy.
It is crazy. And you know what? There's nothing wrong with being angry about it. And there's nothing wrong as a parent or just a regular American that is willing to say that this is outrageous and it has to stop, and willing to stop it. And that's what we all need to do, is we need to be willing to stop it. You know, they have an agenda, and the agenda is very clear. It is to sexualize children. It's to confuse them and make them think that they can choose their gender, which absolutely they cannot. And I will stand on God's truth every single time. There are two genders, male and female, and God made us in his image, male or female. And that's just the truth. It's in the Bible. It's in Genesis. And it's just the flat out truth, Alex. And the whole idea that teachers unions, radical activists that are onto this horrible agenda where they want to indoctrinate, sexualize children, confuse them, think they can change their gender or encourage them, like Pete Buttigieg's husband did. I saw him on video with among children, and they were saying, he had them saying the pledge to the pride flag or something. No, I'm sorry. We have one pledge in this country, and that is to our American flag. And we pledge that allegiance to our country's flag. It shouldn't be pledging allegiance to some sort of movement or sexualization of children. So, you know, all of them need to leave kids alone. And there's nothing wrong with being against this. And, you know, men need to stay out of our sports. Women are under attack. It's not just children. It's also women. they are trying to replace us. They're trying to replace us in our sports.
Absolutely. And listen, I'm not against people because they're homosexual, because there's some nice folks out there. But a lot of these people do not like women, period. And this is an attack and like a takeover. It's a robbery of women's space, and it needs to stop. So bare minimum, it's a bunch of women haters. And then on the other end, it's pedophiles. And of course, you know, the San Francisco gay choir, I made the point on air when this came out last year, when they said, we're going to recruit your children, we're going to groom them, we're going to get them. You can't stop us, parents. We are recruiting them. I said, I bet a bunch of them turn out to be convicted pedophiles and rapists, and a bunch of them were. So, I mean, this is dangerous.
It is dangerous. And listen, I totally agree with you, Alex. It's not about someone's sexuality. It's not a judgment on what they choose to do privately. Sexually, I don't judge that at all. And that's none of my business. And I don't want to know. And so it's not about being against someone being gay or whatever their choices are. It's about our kids. Leave the kids alone. And it's about women's rights. Stay out of our sports. Stay out of our bathrooms. Stay out of our dorm rooms and stop this brainwashing and indoctrination of children. All of this doesn't belong in school. And, you know, it doesn't make me hateful to say these things and be willing to speak out against it. It makes me a person that's willing to speak the truth, and it makes me someone that's willing to stand up for children and protect their innocence and protect their own identity and stop this assault on their character and stop this assault on basically on who they, what they believe about themselves. It's outrageous that this is happening. And it's not wrong to stand up for female athletes, legitimate biological female athletes that are unwilling to do so. Because Alex, the truth is, if you're an athlete on scholarship in college, there's a lot of rules on what you're allowed to say publicly, or especially when
that's right. They can't speak for themselves. We should speak for them, and we should end this bullying tyranny, because the left and all this LGBTP is a sex cult. I mean, most of the cults in ancient times were sexually based, and Aleister Crowley was sex based. And they're literally know that as you get older, you learn about your boundaries and what you want to do. A child doesn't know. That's why they're not of age. It's why they can't join the military. It's why they can't drink liquor. It's why they can't get a firearm. But 5-year-olds, Disney believes, should have talks with their LGBTP people about maybe they're another sex. Well, of course, it's going to confuse them. They're going to go, yeah. And the little boy will say, I like boys. The little boys like boys. Be friends with them. The little girls like girls. And now you're saying, oh, you like them. That's who you are. It's pure social engineering, behavioral psychology, raping their innocence. It is disgusting.
Well, it's also predatorial. I'm willing to use that word. This is predatorial. This didn't happen when you and I were growing up. This didn't happen maybe even 10 to 15 years ago, but this is predatorial behavior.
This is hyper-predatory behavior. You're totally right. One word describes it, predatorial.
Mm-hmm. And if anyone that is against stopping this and is saying no, they should be allowed to indoctrinate children into just wrong sexual immorality. You know what? That means they are pro-predatorial behavior. So, you know, we need to challenge everyone. If you are for what Disney is doing, if you're for what this, like this mother.
Congresswoman, stay right there. We'll be right back. Amazing interview with MTG. In December of 2021, InfoWars offered the first in a 3-part series, the 1776 Anti-Tyrant Coin, and it sold out in 10 days. And if it wasn't for listeners getting this original, powerful coin, a founding member coin, we would not be on air today. Now, the second coin, the Liberty Tree Coin, is being offered, and it will probably sell out in 10 days again. It certainly needs to fund our operation. It is so historic, and it has a quote from Thomas Jefferson about the Tree of Liberty being refreshed with the blood of patriots and tyrants and more. See the coin for yourself at 1776coin.com. It's also at InfoWarsStore.com. It's amazing. There's only 10,000 of them, and as a founding member, if we're able to stay on the air, we're planning something very, very special for everyone that helps us go to the next level. So get your new Tree of Liberty coin while you still can at 1776coin.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Beyond Hollywood Babylon. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Final segment with Marjorie Taylor Greene joining us, Congresswoman from Georgia. again, let's just talk about normal biological male-female relationships. Anybody knows that has any game that, you know, you're a single male, single female, whatever. You don't run up and say, hey, what sex are you, or what sex are you into? Let's talk about sex. Women, men, because I've had, you know, women now that I'm famous or whatever come up and start talking about having sex right away. And I'm like, whoa, this is a little weird. Even men run away from that. I mean, my wife would run away if I showed up while she's, you know, cooking dinner or doing something with my daughter. Like, hey, baby, let's have sex. She'd be like, what? What's going on here? You're here foreplay. There's not even foreplay with these pedos. Unless that's what they are, and pedo enablers and groomers. They're coming right into 5, 6, 7-year-olds going, we're going to talk about your sex. We're going to paint your nails. We're going to have a man in a woman's outfit with a wig who weighs 400 pounds have you sit in their lap. We're going to have weird leftist parents bring their kids to these events. I mean, this is the creepiest, weirdest, craziest stuff. If 20 years ago they had a movie about a future dystopia where pedophiles are doing all this, I wouldn't believe it. And so, again, as an adult, think about on a dating app, if somebody talked to you like this, you'd say no. As an adult, these are children being literally attacked worldwide by behavioral psychologist manuals. And I notice in these documents I've got right here that have come out in the news from Texas, sad for our state, and New York and Oregon and so many places, they tell them. And then when the parents fight back, here's how you counter and make the children feel like they're victims. And now their parents are bad suppressing you because you don't, as a 5-year-old, your parents don't want you learning how to do sexual things. I can't even say on an adult radio show in polite company in front of a congresswoman. I mean, this is just over the top insane. How do we counter this? What's your response to it?
Our response, Alex, is we should be unapologetic in fighting back. That is our job. Our job as parents, our job as responsible adults, our job is to protect children. And these are predators. These are absolutely child predators. Not only are we talking about pedophiles, but we're also talking about anyone that is willing to coerce a child, indoctrinate a child about sex and about themselves and their own body. That is indoctrination, and that is predatorial behavior, and it must be stopped at all means necessary. It has to be stopped. You see, the problem is, Alex, we've turned our head the other way because we are constantly getting shamed. They're telling us, oh, you're hateful. You know, you're a homophobic if you're against these things. You know, and I agree totally with you, Alex. We are not hateful. We are not homophobic. It's not about.
But we are pedophobic. Can you say that in your own words? It'll be a huge news story. MTG is not pedophobic. Say it in your own words, please.
Oh, no, I am definitely pedophobic. I'm absolutely against pedophiles.
Good. Oh, I was going to shame you into being pro-pedophile. Oh, I can't have you on. You're hateful. So you're against adults picking up 5-year-olds in parks or out of their backyards because NAMBLA and all of them say that they are adults, that children are sexual creatures, and that they have the free will to have sex with adults. So you are a pedophobe. Shame on you.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to be afraid to say that 100%.
Well, I'm going to say it too. I am completely phobic of pedophiles and predators in general, and armed robbers and every other form of criminal. Absolutely, but particularly pedophilia, the way it's just flooding society.
Absolutely, we should be. Everyone should be. And shame on anyone that's not. This should never be normalized. Children are not sexual creatures. You cannot be someone that claims to be attracted to children and think that that's okay. That is absolutely not okay. It's evil, and everything about it is evil, and we're never going to accept it. And that doesn't make us a bad person for refusing to accept it and saying, no, we're going to stop you at every single turn. As a matter of fact, we're going to bring more laws against you for doing these things. There is nothing wrong with that. That puts us on the right side of history. And that puts us in the category of protecting children. And Alex, I totally agree with you. I mean, there's nothing wrong with saying I am pedophobic or whatever this is. But, you know, it's enough. I've had enough of it. I know you've had enough of it. And parents have had enough of it. And shame on Hollywood. Shame on Disney World. Shame on any major corporation that wants to sell clothing that basically sells the sexual image with children. You know, shame on any legislator, shame on any member of Congress, senator, anyone, state level, federal level, that is willing to push this and keep pushing it. And shame on teachers unions that will not stop this and are actually encouraging teachers to indoctrinate children and change their gender without their parents having any idea that this is happening.
And by the way, I mean, even Bill Maher says he read the bill. And yeah, you shouldn't have 5 to 8 year olds being taught about sex by perfect strangers, much less parents. The kids aren't asking it. It screws up children to do that. All the behavioral psychologists know that. But we go back to Nickelodeon 10 years ago, documents came out in Disney where they planned to do this. And it's all about breaking up the family, breaking up society. What do you think the bigger goals of this are? And what legislation you were talking about earlier can we support to protect the innocence of our children from these predators?
Absolutely, we can do legislation to protect our children. You know, Congress makes the laws. Congress funds the money that funds agencies and different departments like the Department of Ed. You know, there should be no federal funding to any school anywhere that is indoctrinating children, that is teaching them that they can change their gender, that is teaching them anything sick and disgusting like this. We should stop all federal funding.
So are you going to write a bill or introduce a bill? Because you've got the power to do it. We would all get behind you a bill to pull federal funding out of any school that sexualizes children.
Absolutely, 100%. I'll meet with my team right after this interview, and we will get to work on it, Alex, because I will do anything I can to protect kids. And I only want allies. You know what? And if someone doesn't like me or my legislation, then who cares? I don't care. But I think most parents and most people in this country would be on our side and be willing to get behind this.
Well, I just really appreciate your time and you coming on with us today. This subject is just so insane, and the left just can't help themselves. I mean, there's so many people, I think, who are liberals, who aren't bad people, that are doing this through peer pressure. And I just want to ask them, how far are you going to go in signing off to this agenda? Because this agenda will be defeated because it's literally the sexualization and destruction of children. It must stop. It will stop.
Yes, it must stop and it has to stop. But look, it's already done damage. You've got, I think the numbers came out today that 20% of 18 to like 32 year olds are gay. And that's a much higher number than it used to be. So you can already see an effect. These are willing adults. They're making their own decisions. However, that number was a lot lower 10 to 20 years ago and so forth. But
well, they're being bullied. They're being bullied into a cult. If somebody has free will, that's fine. But literally, I've got some numbers here out of schools where teachers are bragging 60%+ of their students now identify as same sex under this brainwashing. I mean, this is an extinction level event.
Yes, it is. And it's a terrible decline of our society. And especially when our children become the victims and the targets of complete disgusting immorality. And that's why we have to stop it. It's our job. It's our duty. It's our responsibility. And this responsibility sits squarely on our shoulders. And that's something I understand. That's something you understand. And I know your listening audience totally agrees with us.
Absolutely. Here's the headline. Public school indoctrination is real. Fourth grade teacher in Austin told her peers 63% of her class came out as LGBTQIA, I would add the P.
That's because that teacher is making that happen. She is teaching, just like she would teach her students math, and they could say so much percent of the children in the math could understand the whatever math that she's teaching them, and they can pass the test. There she has 63% of her students passing her test, training her students to believe these horrible things about themselves when this should never be being taught.
Well, that's right. She's got a captive audience of children that are designed to follow adult leaders. Their parents drop them off, so their parents are good. These must be good leaders. And then they sit there and indoctrinate them to totally screw them up and bring them into a sex cult. I mean, this makes NXIVM, that was with adults, and I'm totally against it. This makes NXIVM look tame. They're literally setting up NXIVM sex cults for children.
It's horrific. I don't even know why that teacher still has a job. Every single parent that has a child at that school should be demanding that teacher be fired. And then they should also be demanding to completely see every single
absolutely. Marjorie Taylor Greene, Congresswoman, if you got to go, you got to go. We got to go to break for 2 minutes. We do 5 more minutes on the other side. I want to talk about what happened with Congressman Gates calling out the Hunter Biden laptop and so much more. You got to go, understand. MTG, she's awesome. Stay with us.
So where is it? The laptop.
Sir, I'm not here to talk about the laptop. I'm here to talk about the FBI cyber program.
You are the assistant director of FBI cyber. I want to know where Hunter Biden's laptop is. Where is it?
Sir, I don't know that answer.
That is astonishing to me. Has FBI cyber assessed whether or not Hunter Biden's laptop could be a point of vulnerability allowing America's enemies to hurt our country?
Sir, the FBI cyber program is based off of what's codified in Title 18, Section 1030, a code which talks about computer intrusions, right? Using nefarious intent network.
Well, you've talked about passwords here. I mean, Hunter Biden's password.
Wow, what a powerful exchange with Representative Matt Gaetz successfully enters Hunter Biden's laptop into the congressional record. Massive persecution of the January 6th people, most of which were totally peaceful. Many of them still held in solitary confinement. Freedom Convoy folks held in solitary confinement without even being able to see lawyers a month in. This is so dangerous. Where is this Hunter Biden laptop situation going? Because we knew it was going on a year and a half ago in the election. Then they censored it and shut it down. And now it's all proven that he was basically a Chinese spy.
Well, the Hunter Biden laptop, all of the contents have been entered in the congressional record. Thanks to my great colleague from Florida there, Matt Gaetz. That was incredible work on his part. And so, you know what I look forward to, Alex? I look forward to taking back the House, Republicans having control, and we are going to investigate and go after every single thing these people have done. You know, Hunter Biden, the most interesting thing that I really look forward to looking into, and you can find proof of it on his laptop, is that there is funding into biolabs in Ukraine. And, you know, not only was Hunter Biden investing in energy companies in Ukraine and China, and his father, our president, was involved, and his uncle, and who knows who else, but also they were investing in biolabs. And it's so interesting that they were doing that. And then here our country was crippled by a man-made virus, COVID-19, from the Wuhan lab. And these are the things that we have got to dig deeply into. And I'm just so proud of Matt. He did such a good job by doing that and entering Hunter's laptop and all the contents into the congressional record, because now it's wide open and we can go after every single bit of it.
Congresswoman, the theme I get from you is courage. And you talk a lot about this, but you have it. Matt Gaetz has it. DeSantis has it. Trump has had it to a certain extent. I want to see other conservative and populist and nationalist leaders get that being attacked by the New York Times and CNN is good, and stop cowering and bowing to Hollywood. They're a paper tiger. And I think that's the biggest thing, is just stop being scared. Like, you're not scared to come on here. They demonize you. People love you more because it's all true. And we need to let this hoax, this spell we're under, break and have some courage.
Oh, Alex, I would never be afraid to come on your show. I think your show is one of the best shows there is, and the American people know it. That's why so many people watch your show, because you have courage and you're willing to talk about things and explore the issues and ask questions. There is nothing wrong with asking questions and digging for the truth. That's what every single American should do, and that's what every single member of Congress should do. Whether the New York Times or CNN or MSNBC or whoever doesn't like it, too bad. It is our job to do that, and it's our job to represent the people. We don't represent Hollywood. We don't represent the media. We don't represent the special interests, and we sure as heck don't represent some foreign country. We represent the American people. And yes, I wish we had more courage here in Washington, D.C., but unfortunately, we don't see that much. But that's why we also have to challenge one another. I never mind challenging my own party in the same way I would challenge Democrats, because I want my Republican Party to be the party that saves this country. I want Republicans to do a good job. And I think that many of them that have been here so long maybe have lost sight of how to do that, or for whatever reasons won't do it. But I really want to see Republicans do a good job. And I want to see Republicans to be the party that stops this globalization that we are rapidly becoming part of, because Joe Biden wants a new world order, and so do most of the Democrats. But I think it's our responsibility to stop the New World Order.
Absolutely. And everybody should support you, MTG for America on Getter, and so much more. God bless you and have a great week. Thank you so much, Congresswoman. If you're not doing everything you can to boost your body's natural defenses, your God-given immune system, you are insane. Now, I've been selling high-quality supplements for over a decade that boost your immune system. Vitamin D of the highest quality, and of course, the best quality you're going to find out there from iodine. All of that boosts your immune system. But a couple years ago, I set out with top developers to come out with a concentrated herbal tincture that's been cold pressed that has the very best herbs that God gave us through Mother Nature's medicine chest to supercharge our immune systems. Ladies and gentlemen, 2 years in the making, InfoWars Life Immune Support is now in stock, and out of the gates, it is 25% off. And your purchase of this product funds the InfoWar at such a critical juncture as the global awakening explodes. So go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get this product 25% off and take it every morning when you get up and every evening when you go to sleep. And all the studies show these compounds will turbocharge your immune system in a natural and healthy way. Elderberry concentrate, echinacea concentrate, astragalus root concentrate, angelica root concentrate, lomatium root concentrate, and so much more. This is a game changer, ladies and gentlemen, and with Winter Sun and X2 and X3, it will take your immune system to the next level, and it will fund the InfoWar, a true 360 win. This is a non-zero sum game, ladies and gentlemen. The only way you fail, the only way you lose, is not supporting the broadcast while you get a product that supports your immune system. Immune support from InfoWars Life, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Follow the link below if you're at band.video and get yours today.